Hey, welcome to Interviews with Kimberly Rose. And guess what? I'm not Kimberly. This is Luanna Myers, and I'm filling in for Kimberly tonight. And I am so pleased that we've got one of Kim's actually friends on her Kimmy and Rose Friends Network. And without further ado, I just want to introduce Jerry Lynn. Now, Jerry Lynn is a psychic, a clairvoyant, and she also does tarot card reading. So, Jerry, how are you tonight?
Doing pretty good tonight. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really Terrific. Good. I think it's kind of a treat. I'm a little nervous because, like, I fill in for Kim every once in a while, but it's like, oh, no, I'm sweating already, you know?
I totally understand.
Because it's like she just does such a great job. She's been a pro at doing radio for so long.
Oh,
but
yeah,
anyway,
just natural.
Oh, it does. It does. She's just wonderful. But I just thought I'd let you, you know, start off by telling a little bit about yourself, and then, you know, we can start taking some phone calls from folks, and I've got some questions, too, of course. And let's tell me a little bit about yourself, Jerry, and our listeners.
Okay, well, I've been in Toledo area pretty much most of my life. I started doing, it's been at least about 2 decades since I've been doing cards. Mainly use the cards a lot to get started and just to see if I'm on track with people. But my favorite thing to do might sound a little morbid, but it's actually looking for people. You know, like we looked for Nevaeh. And I use the cards a lot to take us in that direction to go find someone. That is one of my favorite things.
Oh, that's really neat.
Oh, that it was terrific. I mean, and then we were doing drawings, and it comes up, and I had a drawing that showed where she was or close to it.
Yeah.
And talked to them about it. It was, I mean, it was more excited. You know, I got to the end that it was exact versus going, I have no clue where I got this from. But that's one of my favorite things to do. I like doing tarot readings for people. But it's more of a what's going to come up next week. You know,
right,
that's my favorite. Should I take that job or shouldn't I take it? Will it benefit me? Those kind of readings. But they're enjoyable.
Oh, that's neat. Hey, so did you get involved? Now, for those who don't know, we had a missing child go, it's been a year ago in May. Yes, it was a year in May. And unfortunately, she was found dead. And it's really a tragic story. But she was abducted from her apartment area, and she was only 5 years old, I think, and it's just such a tragedy, yeah. But I didn't know, did you actually get involved in some of the Nevaeh stuff?
In the Nevaeh stuff I did. We went up there and did a few searches ourselves.
Okay.
We did our own little group with them.
Okay. Because I know we had hundreds and hundreds of volunteers, and we went all over the place looking.
Oh, yeah, my drawings are still up there with somebody.
Oh, wow, some of the police.
I don't know who.
Stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was really, I mean, to see the group effort out there, though, it was great.
Yeah, that was. I mean, it's tragic how it all turned out. And
oh, it's
horrible.
They're
still actually looking for the person. Now, do you actually get vibrations on the person who did it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm pretty much, if you know what the public's gist is on who's involved in this is about where I'm at. I don't want to get a phone call from her.
Yeah,
But
I just wonder if you
do
get vibrations sometimes on some of that thing, because I've got some other friends that are...
Oh, sure, and I get something about a stove, too, to tell you the truth.
Everybody gets things. Wow.
Some kind of little compact-type stove, and I got an injury to the left shoulder and left side of the body, pretty much, was the main injury. I don't know if that happened or not. They won't release any of that.
Right.
But,
confirm someday, yeah.
So it's like you can see it, but you can't, you know, there's nothing for anyone to go grab that's concrete for them to go forward with it.
Well, the one thing, I hope eventually, you know, that gets solved, because all I can think about, too, sometimes is if there's somebody out there willing to, you know, kidnap a five-year-old, that's just kind of scary. And,
exactly.
You know,
I figured
need somebody like that running around.
No, and I figured whoever was involved with it, somebody would have said something by now. Or, you know, they went out drinking and they said one too many things and someone overheard them. Something.
Exactly. You think,
so I'm shocked.
Well, you know, and that's another thing, you know, leading into, you know, more of the conversation of what I want to have with you is that Kim always talks about that there is a vibration of truth, and the truth is coming upon us more and more. And are you finding that to happen? Like, for example, things happen and people expose themselves for who they really are.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
like
are
you
these things
you
showing
hide.
Up in your readings now?
Oh, a lot.
More
even
so
personal.
Than before?
Yeah, oh, sure.
Yep.
Sure. I mean, they just, it's like it's a learning lesson. It's like, boom, it's right now.
Yeah.
It's the same way finances are. If you are on a good streak with money right now, enjoy it, but don't overspend because something's going to stop it again. I don't mean hoard it, you know, but don't go and buy the five things you want.
Get
one.
Crazy. Well,
yeah.
We've got actually a caller on the line, so let's take our first call and we'll see who we've got.
Okay.
Hi, caller. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, ladies. How are you doing?
Oh, good. Who's this? What's your first name?
This is Michelle.
Michelle. Okay.
Michelle?
Great. Go ahead, Michelle. What's your question?
Well, it's about love life. I just want to know if you can see if it's going to be having a rebirth soon, because I'm single. I have been for a while. And I've got a friend who I just connected with. I don't know if there's a future with him, but I'm just curious.
You want me to jump in?
Yeah, go ahead, Jerry.
Luann, is this a friend from the past?
Yes, it is.
It's something that, you know, back in the past you got memories from the, you know, did you used to hang around with like a group of three people or something? It was always, do you guys hang around a lot together, the two of you?
Yeah, we were always just friends, though.
Right, but you got memories from just, I mean, even if it's just friendship, because the main thing that I'm getting is it's somebody from the past for you. So I don't know if it's this one, but it's somebody that you do have fond memories of. You enjoyed it. I don't know if you're an outdoors person or what the connection is, but it shows it's someone from the past.
So are you saying that that person is coming back around in a romantic way, or is that just because I've been thinking about him a lot?
No, they're coming back in a romantic way, but I'm not sure what happened in their life, you know, if with a relationship that they had. So it's not going to be like it's a real quick thing to jump into, you know, that they won't be real quick to jump into, because they're a little weary, not of you, but, you know, of not going through whatever they did before.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Do you get a sense that this person is younger than me? I just want to know if I've got the right person.
I'm getting someone's round. I mean, they act your age, so I don't know if they're younger than you. But you guys mesh really good. I'm not getting really younger than you. I'm getting about the same age.
Got you.
Well, now, hey, I got to interject here just a second, because I've also, you know, and I never claim to be the great intuitive of the world, but I certainly get feelings and instincts. And what I felt when she said, is there somebody around or coming back, I felt all the way from high school or something of that time. Am I kind of hitting on the right time period? Are you... Is that
not really. This is the person that I knew like 5 years ago.
5 years ago.
I don't think I'm known by you from high school.
Because, I mean, sometimes what I've been finding lately is some of that stuff has been happening, and I didn't know if that was, you know, intuition kicking in or just, you know, some of the patterns that I've noticed lately that some people from way back in our past are actually coming back.
Right. And I did get like a group of people where you might be pulling in high school, but a group, even if the two of you were in a group or that's how you met or whatever the case is, it was a
group. Yeah, we did meet in a group.
Well, okay, I'm pretty safe to assume then that's the person that's coming back.
And I think it's actually a good thing.
Time range on that?
What's that? Go ahead.
I was just asking about a time range, if perhaps.
I don't have a long time range at all. I'm getting between 2 and 3. I can't guarantee if that's 2 or 3 weeks or if that's 2 or 3 months. But I've only done a reading once for you, so I'm not really sure what the timeline would be. But maybe Luann does.
No, I'm not really. I was thinking something like by Christmas or after Christmas, the New Year season. It's almost like new beginnings, but.
And it could be. There could be our 2 to 3 months versus 2 to 3 weeks.
And I guess that would be about right, yeah. And that's very
but
possible.
Yeah, you have to let us know, though.
Yeah, please do.
I will. I think
okay.
I just have
hey, thanks
patient.
For calling. And I think we've
Great.
Got another
Thank
caller on the line that we'll jump in with. Thanks. Go ahead, caller. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Anne.
Anne, how are you tonight?
I'm good, thanks. And how are you today?
Oh, good, thanks. Hey, what's your question?
Oh, my question. I met a person, a gentleman, a few months ago, and it's more like casual, not even close friendship, but nice communication, and this gentleman is very caring and nice, and we talk from time to time. And do you see the future for me and this gentleman, or it will stay like this? Because I would be interested to date him and have a relationship, but I'm not sure about his intentions. Maybe he's just friendly. more casual, I would say, communication at this time.
Are you getting any feelings, Jerry Lynn?
I'm getting more, yeah, like, companionship right now. Does he have a big family, or does he, does someone have a big family, you or him?
No, I don't have a big family, and all his kids are grown up.
Okay.
My old friend, that's just old friend, he has a big family, but I've known him for years, and I have no plans to be with him.
Okay.
She knows that already. Okay.
I was going to say, make sure he knows.
He must have a strong energy, though, if you're picking up on that. Wow.
Yeah, because it's, amazing. But has he, is there something about him, or if he changed, would you want to be with him?
Excuse me, which one do you mean? The old one?
Your friend, yes, your older friend.
The new one.
The older one. The older one.
Well, the old one, actually, he is in the commitment, so I have no plans for this person.
Okay, gotcha.
We've been staying friends for years. And he does have a big family, like relatives, uncles, grandfathers, grandkids, sisters.
Well, he's shown up for some reason, so maybe it's going to be something that you guys are going to bang into, or it's just, you know, I don't know, but he's showing up for a reason. May not be for, you know.
It doesn't necessarily mean romance.
The reason I'm not interested in him at all. He just stays where he is, and even if he gets, available someday, I'm not interested. So I'm more interested in this guy that I met a few months ago, and I see that we have a lot of
things in common,
and I really enjoy communicating with him and his company. But it's just a new friend and kind of casual communication, so. Do you see anything for us? I don't know. Should I make any steps? But, well, I don't know, honestly. I tried, but
How did you meet? How did you meet him?
Oh, he helped me professionally with something.
Okay, the only reason why I'm asking is it doesn't show that he has any, any plans at this point. So I don't also see him walking away or anything being any different right now. So it might just be a matter of time. But I don't really see him walking away. I see you guys. I just don't see him planning a future at this point. It's like you said. It's like companionship. It's enjoyable. It's relaxing.
Yeah, but honestly, I was going to in a couple of weeks. I was going to see him again. I was going to make some steps to ask him out or to have some development, because honestly, for several months, it was just communication, talking on the phone, and it's not what I really want. I want romantic development.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because I keep picking up an anxiety feeling in my chest. Now, sometimes I get empathic like that. But I just wondered, are you feeling a little anxiety about this situation, or do you feel maybe
shy? Yeah, because I'm old school.
You are. Okay,
woman.
Then I'm picking up on you.
I never ask guys on a date, but with him, I just noticed that the more we talk, you know, we spend time on the phone and communicate, and he's very nice, and it just, maybe I should make the first step. Maybe he is afraid of me, or maybe he doesn't want to be rejected, but I don't want to be rejected either. So, but still, you know, I'm kind of uncertain what I need to do to get closer to this person.
If you're going to pursue it, the only thing I would tell you is do it in a way that's non-threatening to both of you, so that it's not too far reaching, like a dinner date. Maybe a lunch date would be better.
Right, or a brunch
or
something.
Since you were already doing something on a business level, you know, getting together and, you know, just, you know, whatever excuse or whatever reasoning you want to make of it, and just enjoy that and see how that feels, and then that could lead to something more significant. But
yeah, and your gut feeling.
Do you have a good feeling about this, or are you saying it's just a waste of my time? Because
nothing's a waste of time. No, nothing's ever a waste of time. I don't, even if it went nowhere, it's not a waste of time, because if you're enjoying this person, then that's a soulmate connection for some reason that's giving you something. That, you know, because we're soulmates with everyone that we encounter and everyone that crosses our paths in life, so there's something good here, even if it doesn't become the relationship that you're looking for. Does that make sense?
Yeah, a little bit, you know, because we actually don't even see him often. It's not like a friend that we spend time together. So I just need to make an effort to see him on a personal level and make some connection. And sometimes I think maybe if it's so hard, maybe I should just
Is there a group thing, like a friend thing you guys could do?
Maybe he's not interested. It's not that he's the only one that I enjoy communication. I have many friends and had many friends, males, but at this moment, it's not what I want, honestly. It's not enough for me, in other words. I want a partner. I want a romantic partner.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of friends, including the one that is committed guy. So we speak, but, you know, I'm not interested in that, just to be friends.
Yeah, I'd go with your gut instinct. If you think, you know, if you sit back and all by yourself and go, okay, this is what I'm going to say to him, you know, do you get it as going to be something favorable or not? That's what I would go on, because you kind of already know. I don't think it's going to be a bad thing.
Okay.
Hey, and if you can hang on, Anne, we need to go to a commercial break. So I just let that go by just a minute, a little too long here, but we will be back right after this.
Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking, connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading or check out my online classes, go to my website at KimmyRose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's KimmyRose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. Listen weekly to my show, Interviews. We're now syndicated, so you can hear us all over the world on different stations. Go to KimmyRose.com to find out more information and how to tune in weekly. Also, if you're wanting to connect, you want to get advice, whether it be from a life coach or an intuitive, we have the best people. They are handpicked from all over the world. Go to KimmyRose.com and click on Kimmy and Friends. Right there, you'll be able to get a free reading and connect with some of the greatest readers around the world. You can also call 734-854-1514. To connect with these amazing people. You can also connect with me by calling that number. Again, that's KimmyRose.com. Take time to manifest change in your life. Remember, it's all about what's within you.
Hi, and welcome back to Interviews with Kimberly Rose. This is Luanna Myers. I'm filling in tonight for Kimberly. And we also have one of the Kim's readers, Jerry Lynn, on the line with us. She's a psychic and a clairvoyant, and she also does tarot card readings. And we've been talking to Anne. And Anne, just wanted to finish up talking to you a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still here. So as far as your first feeling was about the friend with the big family, what did you feel? Because honestly, we talked about this guy, but not the old friend.
What I picked up on it is, I assume that would be, if it's not him, it's going to be that type of person that's going to be in your life. I don't know if this new friend is got the same similarities or not, but the old friend likes history. He likes the family, the heirlooms, that's the type of things that he likes. That's the type of person I've seen. So if it goes with him, terrific. If not, it might go with this guy. I'm not really sure. But it's a warm. They like to be together. They like to do traditional things. That's why I was picking up on that person.
On the old friend, right?
On the old friend, right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you sure how the relationship is going for your old friend? Is he really locked into that? I mean, I know you said family and all the other things, but is he really happy?
He's in the commitment. I never asked him. I know that he's in the commitment, and I never asked personal questions. We just communicate on a friendly level.
Okay.
We've been friends, like, for many years. So that's...
Yeah.
Well, I keep an eye out for him just in case he... I mean, even if it's not for the relationship, if he's coming in there, there's a reason. Either, you know, maybe give him a call, just say, hey, what's going on? I don't know if you need somebody to talk to or not. But it's either that or he's going to bang into you somewhere, some way that you guys are going to end up talking.
Yeah, we just spoke with him last week, so actually we spoke a couple of times.
Yeah, it'll be again. It'll begin within about another week.
Huh?
It should be again in about another week for you to be talking to him again.
But you see me in the relationship, like romantic relationship with someone eventually, or it will be just like these friendships?
Oh, no, I get you in a relationship. Oh, sure. But you just let them, as long as you're out there, you're going to get that connection. They're going to find you, and it's going to be in the oddest way. So when you're not looking for it is when it's going to happen. I would have no qualms with asking him, your friend, to go out to lunch sometime. Or, the holidays are coming up. There's always something going on, somewhere in Toledo or the surrounding areas, that maybe you can take them to or in your area, that it's just a public event even.
Mm-hmm. See where it takes you. And what I would say is release the expectation that you have to make something happen, because when you release the energy of almost wanting it too much, it will breathe and live on its own, and it's going to come to you then easier.
Oh, yeah.
So focusing on it with an energy that I have to have it, allow it to be. And I know that's not easy, especially when we really have a wanting of a relationship, and you want to share, and you are a loving person, and you want to share that love with somebody else, and yet at the same time, it's like, where is this person? But back that energy down just a little bit and allow it to flow, and that person will more easily walk into your life because the energy won't be as forceful, because they feel that energy.
Oh, yeah, and it's not a long time from now, so just relax. It'll work.
It will work. But we've got another call, Anne, so we're going to leave you with that, and I hope that helped.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Oh,
thank you.
Appreciate for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
Anne.
Hi, caller. This is Luana. Who's this?
Hi, Luana. It's Debbie.
Debbie, okay. And how can we help
you,
Debbie?
Thanks for doing the show. It's awesome. I could give you a topic, but I thought I'd give you the option of just reading whatever you read if that's more fun for you.
Yeah. Well, is there something specifically you're wanting? Because what you specifically are feeling and what you want us to address.
Sure, okay. I have relocation and travel on my mind. I'm kind of a blank slate. I sold my house and moved, and I'm sort of restless, waiting for the next step to present itself. And I don't know exactly where I'm going to end up. It's kind of interesting.
Why'd you sell? I mean, was there a reason you just tired, want to change? Do you have like?
Yeah, I had to get out of the city, and I was living in the city. I knew that, but I didn't know exactly where. I just felt very strong impulse to kind of liquidate my assets and free myself up materially.
Okay.
I will say one thing. Energetically, you're right on the right path with the energy of the universe right now. And I know that sounds like, oh, what's that about? But it's there's a sense of simplicity coming into our life now. And we are wanting to scale down because our junk is getting heavy. And when we free ourselves of the stuff we don't really need, I mean, we always accumulate stuff, right? But when we're able to free ourselves of that junk, you're actually moving much more into a higher vibration with the universe. And I don't know if that helps. I mean, it's really hopefully a positive message, because you're really, what I sense is you're really on the right track with what you're doing. Now, it may not become crystal clear right away, but I think you're on the right path. And then now the point is, too, you have to start trusting that, because you had a feeling that you needed to leave the city for a reason. And that's I applaud you for taking the steps necessary to do that. Now, where are you currently then? Are you in some kind of temporary situation and going, now what?
Yeah, exactly. I'm renting a place in a rural town.
Okay. Do you like it? What does it feel like there?
It's nice, but I have the sense of sort of loneliness, wondering if I'm going to meet a man here or if I have to go elsewhere for my love, you know, because there's not many people here.
So the real question becomes a love question. Yeah. I'm sorry. I just had to say that. I'm like, okay, now we got it. Because I'm like, there's something more here. And I'm like, it's not a job loss or a situation like that. It's like, no, it's romance. that's good. I love it. So, Jerry, what are you getting? Did you flip a card on her? And
you know, I did. I had to lay a card. She's bubbly.
Yeah.
She's very personable. And it's like,
yes,
okay, I'm never going to be able to gather this together. So... I did. Are you in school or where do you work? What kind of work do you do?
Sort of in school. It's a self-study program. I'm not aligned with the school, but I'm studying a lot.
Oh, okay. Because I got, I mean, right now, it's like you got two choices to make is what, this is going to go off the cards. You have two choices to make, and pretty much whichever you do is going to benefit you. So that's going to be coming up right away. The only problem is just like you said, where you're at, it's kind of like, there's no talking, you know, you don't get to communicate anything. So that, I think that's the roughest part for you over there. I don't know. I get a medical card, but I get that on a person, you know, like maybe that's the type of person that's going to be coming into your life. It's somebody in the medical field. I'm not sure, but it looks like you're going to stay where you're at for a little while before you move anywhere. That's because you're not going to just jump and go. It looks like you're going to be there for a while before you find what you want. And people got to come over here and check this place. You're not finding what you want. But so you're going to be where you're at for a while, not forever, but a little longer than what you think. But relationship, no. Your life is going to be so busy. I have all kinds of things. It just shows you being very busy, are you organized? I don't know if you're an organized person, but keep writing things down. I don't know if you keep them in a notebook or if it's a journal or what, but it just shows you're very organized. But I don't have a lot going on right now, but it's more because of communication. You have the internet where you're at, right?
I do.
Okay, because I didn't know if it was up or down because it's showing that even that's like not enough for you. So we got to find you a happy medium place in between being way out there and into town. Still not.
There's always travel.
Yeah. Luann, I'm not really picking up anything for relationships more.
Well, and I think it's just going to be some time is what I'm sensing because she's made a shift and now that has to almost settle before things start to now come into focus. That's the word I'm looking for. It's before things come into – because she's just made this move and – things will come into focus, but not yet.
But it's like when it does, it's all at once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get spring. I think spring's going to be a time when, you know, you're going to hunker down for the winter and out of that. Because this is actually a good thing, too, because sometimes when you pull back a little bit and you slow things down, the guidance comes in easier because your mind and your body and you've slowed things down. So don't overthink it either and allow those messages to come through. And you may not hear them, you may not even understand that they're coming through, but when you do that, and find a way to meditate, because that's where your guidance is going to come through, and you'll know, it's just like this, you knew you needed to leave the city, and you'll know when you need to leave here.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know. But give it the chance, you moved there for a reason, and I think the reason is to slow down and get your messages.
You might meet the right person there.
Yeah. I mean, she just might. I mean, you don't know. And it might be after, you know, things settle and then she moves forward again when she meets that right person. But not just yet. It's too much, too fast, too soon.
Yeah, but when it does happen, though, it all comes together like everything.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom,
boom,
boom.
Boom. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, domino effect and all good.
Yep. But this is just one of the stones in the process. It's a stepping stone. There you go. It's the stepping stone. Yeah,
did that help you?
Yeah, that's really helpful. Thank you.
Good. Hey, and it's time for another commercial break. So I guess, you know, we'll let you go, Debbie. I'm glad we were able to help you out. And we'll be right back after these messages.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey. Dear Kimmy, for 8 years I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day, and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website, and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. A beautiful baby is forming inside of me, and I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. Thank you so much for sharing with me that you don't need pills. You don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to KimmyRose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis, whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking, we even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to KimmyRose.com. Go to the store section. Also go to the class section and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call. 734-854-1514. Thanks so much for listening to Kimberly Rose on Interviews. Peace.
Hi, welcome back to Interviews with Kimberly Rose. This is Luanna Myers. I'm filling in tonight with Kimberly. And I just want to remind everybody that Jerry Lynn is one of Kim's readers on her psychic network. And if you haven't checked it out, you should do so. You can go to KimmyRose.com, that's K-I-M-M-I-E, Rose.com, or just type in KimmyAndFriends.com, and you'll find the, or Kimmy Rose and Friends, and you'll find the network. And Jerry Lynn is one of the first ones right on the page, so you can find her, read her profile, get a feel for what she's all about, but give us a call tonight if you've got any questions. We'd love to help you out. And actually, it was kind of funny, we were talking just before the commercial break, and, you know, this caller had moved from one place to the other, and I'm in a situation where I might be moving from one place to the other, but for different reasons. And I was just going to ask you, Jerry Lynn, what do you pick up on my situation? Because I have been out of a full-time job for a while, and I've been doing a lot of part-time projects, and, you know, I work with Kimmy part-time, but you know, I'm always looking for, because this is the fun stuff in my life, but, you
right.
know, you've got another, and I love this about my life is that I have enough time that you want that full-time thing, and yeah, that's the thing that pays the bills, but, you know, I love doing the stuff that I do with Kim, the radio shows and the workshops and just helping out in general with all different kinds of things, and, you know, I find myself the jack-of-all-trades, master of absolutely nothing. But,
I feel the same way.
And with this job market, you know, it's been kind of dicey and really weird. And, you know, if anybody out there has any calls or have any questions about, you know, their job and the prospects and what's going on in their life, you know, call us. But, hey, I'm going to be selfish and take a quick reading here.
Okay.
But
do you have two options?
Well, right now I'm kind of starting over at square one. I thought I had something kind of worked out with somebody. It was a good potential. The guy was
lacking something.
The guy was doing home, he's starting up a new business with home health care.
Mm-hmm.
And he was needing somebody to really market to the area businesses to kind of keep his business in front of their faces and look for referrals and, you know, business coming his way. Because, you know, not everybody wants to live in a retirement home.
Right.
So then, you know, where do you go? And how do you find somebody that you can trust to come into, like, your mom's house or your grandma's home?
At what age is he? Roughly.
The guy I was dealing with, late 40s, maybe 50 at the most.
Very smart, very...
An engineer.
Oh, well, okay.
So this was a real jump and a change for him because he ended up leaving his job and he started a new business, but it kind of is all fizzling.
Okay, no, that's going to pick up. He don't have any obstacle that was in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
He has overcame. Okay. That is going to jump forward. Right now, it's like, oh, when's it going to start? But when it does, it's a boom.
Do you feel I'm involved in it?
I do. I have you. It's like that was your. That you have that plus another choice of something to do. One of them, the other one is I love it, but it's lacking something or there's something. It's the cards, and I'm doing the cards on you. You're not confused on it. You know. Be it your gut instinct or whatever. But it's also saying don't go back to the past. You know, don't do something that was finished off in the past. Don't restart that. So
well, you know,
I don't know if that.
And I think part of, well, it's an interesting thing that you say that because what I find is that, you do have a tendency to get a little scared and want to hunker down and go, okay, just get a job. It doesn't matter if you like it. Just go, but the way things are in the job market, it hasn't been easy for everybody. And, I mean, there's so many people unemployed that, at some point we're all just looking for a job. But what you're really saying is then, don't just take the job to take the job, but take the job that sings to your heart.
Exactly.
Job, but if you end up taking a job that doesn't sing to your heart, you're going to end up changing anyway.
Exactly. And then you're not going to be happy with yourself. And then you know how we are. Once we change and then if something happens, you go, no, I knew I shouldn't have done that. And then, you smack yourself. But this job, if it's with him, and like I said, it's very, very smart.
Might be the job that's the butt. Because to tell you the truth, it's kind of like, but I don't really care for sales work.
Okay, that would be your butt. It's going to be great, but you're going, and it's more like it's sales, but it's more like it's not really like a job to you. It's going to be more like you're overseeing something.
Mm-hmm.
But it shows that money coming in for him, and it's sudden when it starts. So you're sudden, if you know the cards, it's that the tower that came up, but it doesn't come up as negative for me. It's going to be sudden when it does happen.
And it could be sudden for me.
Exactly. Right when you think
you're
not
necessarily with him.
I'll tell you right when you go, oh, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. He'll 10-to-1 call and sit down and talk with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think does he have a partner?
I know he's married. He doesn't actually have a business partner as of yet.
Okay,
I think he's doing this on his own.
Okay, he might, talking, like when he does talk to you, he might be thinking about bringing someone in as a partner.
Mm-hmm.
But he's veering away from, and this sounds bad, but he's veering away from family type people. So I'm not really sure what he sells, or what he's trying to do, but it's not to be mean. It's just, it's going to take a lot of work for whoever he hires.
Now, do you feel it's the healthcare job we're talking about now? When you said or is this the other job?
This is the one you're not too keen on wanting to take.
Okay, that would be the healthcare job then, probably.
Okay, that's the one that's the one with the very smart, intelligent man. Yes, and there's your medical right there. But it does show a trip with the medical. Where is that located here?
No, actually, that would be there's training in Oklahoma.
Okay, that would be the trip one. Yeah, I'm gonna pack your bags. I'm gonna say it's yours, and it's gonna
be. Well, and here's the funny thing, because if he offered it to me, I like him enough, and I like the thought of helping
exactly.
people enough that it would propel me into taking that job. And at the same time, I'm not sure. It's like you said, it's not all the bells and whistles I would be looking for, but eventually maybe that would lead into the next thing that I'm supposed to be doing. And
right,
then
but
that
it,
would
yeah.
be the thing that I love.
If this, if you were calling me, ask me if this job take it or not after I laid this out and said it's, you got to travel and then medical cards right there, this is it. But I don't see you just, like I said, I don't see you as just being sales. You're going to be more of overlooking over things, even numbers, whatever, if you have people under you, whatever the case is. It's going to be kind of emotional at first, but you're going to get it right in your dreams. So I'm sure you get dreams, your answers in your dreams.
Yeah, sometimes I do. Sometimes I get
Yeah, drink that water.
Things. Yeah. Just add water.
I drink that water.
Oh, drink the water.
Yeah, add water.
You mean I can't have my Pepsi? Oh, come on.
Well, sure, but put a little water in there. I it's still going to be juggling things. You're still going to be doing, more than one thing with him. I think it's going to be a good thing, but honestly, it's gonna take off for him. But they got to make sure they don't overspend when it first takes off.
Yeah.
And everybody today, I don't care who you are out there.
Mm-hmm.
This year is a give and take. We'll give it to you. As soon as you use it all, it's gone, and it's going to take you longer to get it back now just because it's like a lesson.
Wow. Well, this is really interesting. So, because I feel like, because he has his eye, I'm going to tell you the truth, I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. I know he has his eye on somebody else to hire this person, but they can't seem to agree on anything.
Does they have a family?
How much are you going to pay? How much? What's that?
Does he got a family? Or
Well, it's a woman that he's looking at to take this job. And I think she's younger, too. I mean, I think she might be in her 20s.
I'd be curious to find out if she's got kids, because that's going to be, because mine is showing it's, they're not going to have a big family. They're not going to have, you know, that worry. I don't even know if you have kids, Luann, but
Nope.
Okay, it's not the family person that he's hiring.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's nothing against them. It's just, it's going to be a lot of work, and that's I did sales throughout when my kids were younger, so I look at videos now going, wow, I was there. You know, I don't remember half of it. So
yeah.
I think that's his main reason.
Yeah. Well, and I know he was really smitten with this person. He thought, oh, man, this woman, she's got it all together, this, that, and something else. But now they've been quibbling on salary and stuff like that. And, you know, again, he's in the startup business.
And, yeah, and you got to give and take at that point.
Smart about some things, and she counteroffered with some demands. And I think the whole thing left a bitter taste in his mouth.
Yeah, well, that's the same. It sounds familiar to mine. I just went back to work for my old boss, and I'm going straight commission.
Yeah.
You know, just because if I don't sell anything, I don't make any money, and he's not out nothing.
Right.
You know, because he's not, you know, it's not going, the recession is not over. I don't care what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be.
Now, can you pull cards on, I'm interrupting you, but can you pull a card on something even like that? Like, you know,
oh, yeah.
What's the outlook coming up? And wow.
Yeah, and I've been dabbling a little in the astrology, not quite there yet. But like I said, a lot of things, most of it's from the astrology is here, I'm going to give you. And now it's like, flap, I'm going to take it if you don't take care of it. It's like we go so long without, then we get the money and it's like gone. Kind of like your income tax return. It either pays your bills or you go on vacation.
it's gone. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's gone.
It's out of here. Yeah, so it's kind of hang on to, again, don't overspend. You can still spend it, but take your time. Next week, buy what you wanted this week and see if you still want it. And watch that money grow, not because you left it there, but because you had no desire to spend it somewhere, it's going to come to you.
Right.
But that's and the roads, watch these drivers. Seriously, Mars is going nuts, especially if you're in Aries. It's horrific, the driving and the people in these accidents and speeding. Mm-hmm. Pay attention. Always get ready. You're going to go around some months. Be careful what might be in front of you.
So are you picking up astrologically or vibrationally that there's some craziness out there?
Vibration-wise, and that's why I jumped into the astrology to go check it out and went, wow, okay.
Can you say
but
Mars?
Everything. Mars. Mars is especially, yeah, like I said, especially Aries because that's, you know, it rules Aries. So, and they got hot temper anyway.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, but
it's
just.
I have a little niece in here. She's a sweetie.
But who is it?
My little niece.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, if you scold her for something and she's not in agreement, she will go in a huff and sit in her room.
Oh, exactly, and she's never wrong. Don't even think I'm gonna. It's me. You know, that's how they are.
Five, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, they're leaders, so that's a good thing. You know, they're not
yeah.
followers, so that's something they're not gonna have to worry about when she gets older.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard as a whip, too, man. She's scary how much stuff she knows. She talks like she's much older than five, I'll tell you that.
That's how my daughter was.
Mm.
Same way. Mine are grown up. Yay.
But you know what? It's time for another commercial break, so let's jump to a break, and then when we
okay.
come back, we'll continue on with the conversation and take more phone calls. So stay tuned, everybody.
Hi, this is Kimberly Rose from Interviews. If you want to change your life and you want to develop your intuition, check out my new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. You'll be able to connect with mediumship. You'll even learn a little bit about numerology. It's all about what's within you. Remember, anyone can connect simply by practicing. Check out Wake Up Your Intuition by going to KimmyRose.com. Join me on Saturday, April 10th and Sunday, April 11th of 2010 for the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival. There'll be free admission, free parking, lectures, and classes both days. We'll have exhibitors from all over the United States. You can go to ToledoBodyMindSpiritFestival.com for more information. If you want to be an exhibitor, a speaker, fill out the application there. That's the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival on April 10th. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. Listen weekly to my show, Interviews. We're now syndicated, so you can hear us all over the world on different stations. Go to KimmyRose.com to find out more information on how to tune in weekly. Also, if you're wanting to connect, you want to get advice, whether it be from a life coach or an intuitive, we have the best people. They are handpicked from all over the world. Go to KimmyRose.com and click on Kimmy and Friends. Right there, you'll be able to get a free reading and connect with some of the greatest readers around the world. You can also call 734-854-1514 to connect with these amazing people. You can also connect with me by calling that number. Again, that's KimmyRose.com. Take time to manifest change in your life. Remember, it's all about what's within you.
Hi, and welcome back to Kimmy Rose and Friends. I should say Interviews with Kimberly Rose. And we've got tonight with us Jerry Lynn, who is actually on Kimmy's network, KimmyAndFriends.com, or KimmyRoseAndFriends.com. Can't forget part of the name. That way you'll never find it on the website. But you can always go to KimmyRose.com and find that. Oh, and Jerry Lynn was saying earlier during the break that she's actually going to be taking phone calls tonight on the network from 10 p.m. till midnight. So if anybody's looking for a private reading, because I know sometimes, you know, some of the stuff you want to discuss, you may not want the whole world listening. So you can certainly hook up with her later on, and she will be on again tonight from 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time till midnight. And again, you can go to KimmyRose.com, KimmyRose.com, and then you can click on readings, or you'll see under Kim's picture, there's a flashing button called, and it's flashing right now, and it's coming back, the Intuitive Guidance and Healing Network, KimmyRoseAndFriends.com. But anyway, back to the conversations we've been having. Gosh, I don't even know where I want to continue, because we were talking about the work stuff and what's going on with a lot of people, and then we started talking about Mars a little bit right as we were taking the break.
Right.
And some of the effects that that's having on people. And explain a little bit about that, because I'm a Gemini, and I always know that Mercury affects me. But
oh, yeah.
And that Aries is affected, the Aries sign is affected by Mars. So explain
right.
that a little bit.
It's just Aries are, if you know an Aries, most of them are redheads, but they're very outgoing. They like to be leaders. You know, they're normally never wrong. And I'm an Aries, by the way, just to let you know. But we're ruled by Mars, which is a very active. I mean, it adds, picture Mars as being fire. You know, it just adds that you've got to get somewhere. Your eyes, and you know, you're in that hurry. And anyone that has Mars bothering them right now, they'll know. They're on the road. They can't stand being behind this car. They want to get around it. I mean, everything's got to be done now. And a lot of hurting your feet, toes, and fingers during this little cycle.
Oh, that's interesting.
Hmm. Yeah. Now, Mercury, how was it when Mercury is retrograde not too long? And the big thing about that one that I always love, it's water.
Mm-hmm.
Water pump. Your electric, you know, your hot water tank in the house, anything water. And I'll tell you, knock on wood, nothing happened in my house, but my car, the part next to my water pump went out.
Oh, geez, that's funny.
Yeah, and I normally do really, really well when it's retrograde because I was born under it so well. That also makes communication get screwed up. And
yeah,
when it's
yeah.
retrograde, I'm good. It's the only time I don't mess up.
Well, you know, maybe that's why Kim says, too, that she always feels she does pretty well during a retrograde where everybody else is kind of going crazy. And
yeah, that's our time to shine.
Yeah, if you were born under the retrograde. That's interesting. Well, I'd like to go back and look mine up because, you know, I often go, well, now, is it that or is it something else? Or, but I'm a Gemini anyway, so I always think I have fairly decent communication skills. And then I love to write. I wasn't never a writer. Now, get this, I was in school. I was not the writer, and, I mean, I struggled with reading, and I hated it. I love math, and I used to, at one point, I was an accountant, but my writing is like crazy, and it's like, how can somebody like myself, who struggled with that as a kid, love to write? I don't even read as much as I love to write.
But it's got to be something about the age cycle, because I did the same thing. I mean, I can pick up almost anything now and learn it. And catch on to it to where when I was younger, it's like, do what?
Yeah, How?
You know, I couldn't do it. Now I can. So that I think that just comes from us just going, well, I'll try it this time. You know, no expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, let yourself go and it comes to you. So I think that's the only reason why it works.
Yeah. And I know sometimes I channel things that I do know that channeling messages come through because sometimes it just takes on this whole little energy of its own and it's like,
exactly.
Okay, I got it. I still feel very much a participant in that, in the sense that it's a collaboration, you know. It's the flaws are on the human end, never on
right.
The other
you
end.
Know.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. It's like exactly. That's mine. It's mm-hmm. Use me. Give me my message. You know, because I remember the one lady I had a reading. This is like one of the first times this happened to me, and she was sitting across from me, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm all nervous, you know, because I haven't done that many. It was a party. And she's shuffling and stuff, and as she's shuffling the cards, and I let them shuffle them because, they just think of their question. I don't want to know it. And I'm looking at her, and this big dragon, it looks like a cartoon, purple one, comes up out of smoke, spins around next to her, and I just looked at it, and I thought, oh, yeah, okay, I tried to explain this one. So I told her, I said, I don't know what it means, but I have to tell you. I said, a big dragon came up in smoke, spun around, and she went, oh, my God. I said, what? And she goes, I'm doing a children's book. And she goes, and it's with dinosaurs and dragons and everything. And she goes, and I was working on one. There's a purple one and then this other colored one, and I wasn't sure what to do. And I told her, it's a purple. That's what he was. No clue. Just that little thing that would help her get past her little poof, you know, and it worked for her. Yeah, and you have no clue. I mean, you know, you're sitting here going, hey, Martha said hi, and you're going, I don't know where that came from. But they said hi. I don't know if they know you or not. And sometimes you feel weird doing that, but it seems to hit the person.
Now, have you ever done any kind of, I mean, how long have you been intuitive and clairvoyant?
Oh, geez, that's since
doing
I was
20 years now?
Yeah, I've been doing it for 20 years, and I rely mostly on the cards, especially at parties, because it's such a large amount of people,
mm-hmm.
Only because of the energy. Oh, wow.
Well, I was going to say, you could be picking up on all kinds of energy. And
exactly.
Really have,
so when something jumps in, we have parties, and if something jumps in there, the cards just concrete it. And then that's how I know that went with this person. But, yeah, I've been doing it a long time. My daughter, she sees spirit, always has. Ever since she was little. But it's probably because we got tired of hearing it when she was younger, and are they mean? No. Well, then go play with them. Okay. So she still sees them. Not that she enjoys it, but she still sees them.
And still sees spirits. Well, if you were going to give the listeners any advice into how to develop their own intuition, what would you say? Because we are all intuitive. I mean, this is the connection that we share with the Creator. And we have it. And I know tonight you said a couple different times to the callers that they should really, tune into that gut. But is there anything else that you would say this might help prod your intuition a little more?
Well, and it depends on what they're if they have a tool they want to use, like I use a tarot card, anything. If they don't want to do a tool, like you said, the meditating. And there's such a simple, I don't meditate per se. I can watch a TV show that's like one of my favorite shows, like, I don't know, Bones, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I could just be watching them, thinking of nothing else, and it'll come right out of the TV at me
mm-hmm.
for whatever I'm supposed to know. And it's kind of scary at first, but now you just go, move, I'm trying to see TV. But it'll just come to you. But the gut thing, first instinct, very first. You hear someone sick, nope, they're okay. Don't worry about it and change your mind. Your first instinct's going to be right.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only time that changes is when you sit there and ponder on it.
Maybe
I'm wrong.
That brain in there, and then it all goes out the window at that point. Well,
exactly.
Like tonight, when the caller got on the phone and she was asking about the one with the that has a couple of guys that she's interested in. One was from the
right.
past. You were picking up his strong energy.
Mm-hmm.
But I totally was overwhelmed with an anxiety feeling in my chest, and I thought, well, now here's the thing. I don't know where that's coming from or who it is.
Right.
How can you determine? And this is what you're saying. What happens in a party? Because
right.
You may have a lot of people all coming together, and all of a sudden you feel this, and you're going, okay, I've got to make sure it's the person I'm doing the reading on and not somebody else across the room. Oh, geez, look what time it is already. My God,
wow, that flew.
Oh, I know, time does fly. I love it, love it, love it. But anyway, I guess we'll have to cut it off here. I just want to remind everybody that Jerry Lynn will be on doing readings tonight on the KimmyRosenFriends.com. That's the intuitive network that we've got. And I'm Luana. I'm signing off. I'm just filling in for Kim tonight. But thank you so much for joining us tonight on Interviews with Kimberly Rose. And we will definitely catch you next week, and Kim will be back. Thanks.
Thanks, everyone.